Hey, Dr. Randy here at the Intentional Living Center. I came into the studio today thinking about the power of our faith in God and the fact that He even gives us the opportunity to have faith, right? It's a gift from Him. And yet so many of us struggle with our faith. It feels like we've lost peace or lost a sense of purpose or progress or feel discouraged, maybe overwhelmed, and maybe you feel like your faith has been challenged or weakened in some way. Today, we're going to try to lift it, encourage you. That's intentional living. I'm Dr. Randy. Come on in. We got the whole team here praying for you. We're ready to have you join in our discussion today. I am live in the Intentional Living studio. Let me give you the phone number, and then I'll tell you, before you call, let me tell you what I'd like to do here. 888-888-1717. First come, first serve. Do two things. I want you to give me something, and I want to give you something. What I'd like to have you give me so I can share with others on the radio here is just a word that says, hey, for the next 30 days, I want to take on a challenge for my life. I want to grow my faith. I want more peace. I want more purpose. I want more progress in my life. What is one thing that you'd say, hey, I feel today motivated to make a commitment for one thing for the next for the rest of this month, maybe the next 30 days? And if you'll tell me what it is, and so we can pray with you. And I'll give you some examples in a moment. Then you can swing on over to our website and ask for a one thing wristband from Intentional Living, and we'll send it to you. And I'll tell you why we're sending it, because I'm a visual guy, and I think when I wear my wristband every day, it's a reminder to me of the power of intentional living, the power of one thing for our life. Okay? So what is that one thing that you would like to really make as a priority challenge, a 30-day challenge for your life? 888-888-1717. People tell me things like, you know, for the next 30 days, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for my marriage. Marriage is struggling, and I want to grow my faith in this area. And so for 30 days, I want to make it a power of prayer, a commitment to pray for my spouse and marriage. Or maybe it's your child. Maybe you're struggling in some area with one of your children, and you want them to know Christ. You want to have a better relationship with them. Maybe for the next 30 days to say, hey, to grow my faith, I want to practice. See, faith is a doing thing, right? It grows. And so I'm choosing not to be critical of my kids, and I'm going to pray for them instead. Or maybe for the next 30 days, you say, hey, I just realized I got to spend some time in the scripture, because it's true that the scripture is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so I'm going to make it an intentional decision for 30 days to grow my faith by reading scripture. Or maybe it's memorizing scripture, or maybe it's meditating, or maybe it's sharing your faith. I'll tell you what, we don't get stronger in our life. We're not going to be more intentional in our life unless we set out on a journey to say, hey, that's the direction I'm headed. So what is that one thing that you would be saying to us, pray for me about this? Here's my journey, 888-888-1717. And then, as I mentioned, swing on over to theintentionallife.com afterward. And I'd love to send you the wristband free that I wear every day, the one thing wristband. And because we believe in the power of one thing, building new habits, new attitudes for our life in this crazy world in which we live. By the way, when you go to the website, go to theintentionallife.com, put in that /, right? And then WB, not for Warner Brothers, but for wristband. That's what it means, right? Wristband. Theintentionallife.com / WB for wristband. And by the way, welcome to Facebook. We're live on Facebook here too. For our Facebook friends, right below, you can comment. Maybe you can share your one thing. Just write it out, and Gina will make sure we get them posted here in the studio so I can read some of them. One thing for 30 days. What is it? Why do we do this? There is power in asking other people to pray for you. There is power in making that kind of commitment visible to others. There's something about speaking it or saying it. And we want to be with you. We believe in action. We don't want to just say good things, but we want to together grow, don't we? Life is short. So, all right, the lines are getting busy. You're welcome to join in. 888-888-1717 is the number, and you're all welcome. If you have that commitment for the next 30 days for your life, to swing on over to theintentionallife.com afterward /WB for wristband, WB, and tell us what the one thing is And then we'll send you that. Okay, let's go. Cheryl's first on the line in Arizona. Hey, Cheryl, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
To make sure that I attend and participate in the Celebrate Recovery meetings. Hmm.
Have you been in the past and been erratic and going?
Well, what happened is I had an incident in October, suicidal, and I've been sober since then. And I've tried the other alternatives. I've tried the AA. I've tried the Dharma recovery. But for me, I'm trying to find recovery through biblical teachings.
Good, good.
So to find Christ in my life again. I grew up in a cultic religion, accepted Christ, and then my husband passed, and I haven't gone to church for 6 years.
Wow.
So it's like something's missing, and I started attending church, and I'm starting to read more. And I listen to you all the time. I mean, I have listened for the last 8 years, and if, you know, and intentional living, and you know, it's time for me to apply it in my life.
Amen. Well, that's what intentional living is, and that's what we do for the Family Life Radio Network. This is a part of our ministry, is intentional living. I'll tell you what, Cheryl, I'm going to pray for you right now, and I'm going to ask Stephen if we can capture your address in a moment. Two things. One is I want to send you the chronological Bible. And I'm going to encourage you every day, in addition to getting back into Celebrate Recovery, that you read Scripture every day. Just let it permeate your life. And then secondly, get connected. And you said you're going to church. Get connected and find that support group for yourself. And if you can find even a Christian counselor, someone in your area that can help you and encourage you and walk with you and be with you through the challenges of your life, it's going to be there. And I'll tell you what, the Family Life radio station that you're listening to, based on your area code, looks like Phoenix, 90.3 in Phoenix. You keep that on the dial, because I know they have a 30-day challenge too. Listen for 30 days and think about the difference that's going to make. Okay? Okay, hold on, Cheryl, and we'll get Stephen to capture your address and get you that Bible. Let me pray for you. Father, I do pray for Cheryl. Man, been out of church, been away from you, coming back, realizing that living an intentional life begins with getting priorities straight and having a relationship with you. And I pray that you'll help her and guide her on that journey for her life. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, Cheryl, thank you. You just hang on there. Julie is in Michigan. Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. What's your one thing for the next 30 days for your faith?
To pray for the salvation of my son-in-law and my grandchildren, his children. There's seven of them.
What ages are they?
They are 12, 10, 8, 5, and 3.
All right. What ages are they?
Obviously, the twins. Their ages are 12, 10.
They're different age. Okay, so as you have an opportunity to pray for them, we had a technical. We just had an outage in here, so I'm having trouble hearing.
Oh,
but I guess we're on the air. Listen, there's nothing more powerful, Julie, than to be able to pray for your kids and your grandkids. And so, thank you for doing that. Make sure you get over to the website too, so we can send you that one thing wristband. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Okay, quick break. See if they can get my headphones going. We'll be back with more calls on Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Right now is the perfect time to book your summer cruise, because the cabins on the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise are going fast. Book yours today at theintentionallife.com.
Get away and grow closer to God in Alaska.
Enjoy your very own cabin on board a Holland America first-class cruise ship and be encouraged with insight from Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living.
There's so much wisdom to be learned and gained with Intentional Living, and that's what it is.
We have been blessed to be married 34 years, and we really think that it's time for just a little refresher.
You'll also join in worship with special guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. But God. Book today with only a down payment and no cancellation fees through March 8th. Receive a special discount when you book online. The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Indeed. Listen, you know, the upcoming cruise, June 12th through 19th, is going to be a life changer. We got so many wonderful people. We've got couples coming. We've got singles coming. We've got families coming. And I'll tell you what we're going to be doing. We're going to be worshiping God. We're going to be celebrating what an intentional life is. When we're at sea, Big Daddy Weave himself, Mike Weaver, will be leading us in worship. Now, that's pretty cool. And he's going to be singing. He and his wife are going to be teaching. I'm going to be sharing about intentional living for your life. If you're married, it'll apply to you. If you're single, it'll apply to you. Whatever stage of life you're in, we're just going to have a good time when we're at sea. In some of our sessions, we eat together as a community of from our own intentional living group. And then, of course, you get all the sights and all the beautiful scenery and all the stops and everything involved in a great week. If you haven't been on a cruise, it's a life changer. It really is. It's something that'll be in your memory book for your life. You can get your tickets or get your cabin reserved. Do it soon. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay? Appreciate it. Hey, we just had a power outage about 5 minutes ago there when I was talking with Julie. You ever been... I took flying lessons when I was younger and... And the worst thing would ever happen would be losing all your instruments. In fact, when we were in one of the lessons, the trainer shut the engine off just to say, now what do you do? Well, we had a power out and I lost everything and I couldn't hear anyone, but we're back. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Okay. So I guess we're back in business here. All right, let's get to our call. Back to our calls. We're talking about one thing for your faith. What is it for 30 days? Victoria is on the line in Texas. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to Intentional Living. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. All right, what's your one thing for 30 days?
Just for strength and just stay positive. And for my 16-year-old daughter, she's a teen mom. Mm-hmm. Not making very good choices right now. And so she's just back and forth between her dad's health and mine. And so it's just, I just need her to stay focused on school and focused on that baby. And yeah. Neither one of those are a priority for her right now.
Uh-huh.
So my heart just hurts for that baby.
So what is one thing that helps you, or one thing that's practical that helps you? And sounds like you want to stay positive. Of course, the Bible says be renewed in the spirit of our minds, telling ourselves the truth. And then acting. You're praying for her. What helps you in your relationship with her?
I don't know at this point because she doesn't want to hear anything I have to say. Anytime I try to give her advice or try to direct her in the right path, she's just blows me off and doesn't want to listen to me and doesn't want to hear what I have to say. And so yeah. I don't know what to do other, you know, and I can't yell at her. I mean, that just makes things worse. So, I mean, just to be able to stay calm in the situation because she stresses me out.
Yeah. Well, that's your kind of your growth point right now spiritually is staying calm and keeping the relationship good. And at the same time, having wisdom as an adult when there are times when parents need to step in for the protection and safety of a child, baby, right? And, you know, knowing the difference between... you know, helping my daughter and making sure my grandchild is also safe. And that's going to require some understanding and counsel for you. So we'll be praying for you too, Victoria. In fact, when we wrap up the show a little bit later, we'll do that for everybody. Let's continue on. Here's what we're doing. If you've just joined us. Hey, this is what we believe in intentional living. God's intention for us is good. His intention for us is not to live our lives day in and day out in misery, lack of peace, lack of purpose, lack of progress, wringing our hands in fear and worry. And listen, come on, we all face some of this stuff. We're never going to be perfect. We're on this side of perfection. But God has, I think, something better for us. And it comes back to knowing what he says in scripture and then living it, being intentional, having the right mind, the right attitude, doing the next right one thing. So we're just throwing out a challenge to you. What for 30 days, one thing you want to do, commit to for your faith, growing your life spiritually, that we can pray with you about. And then we want to send you one of my one thing wristbands as a way to encourage you along. And the way you do that, you can swing on over after you call to the website at theintentionallife.com/WB. That stands for wristband. Just put in WB and you can fill it out and we'll send you the wristband. Okay. You got to call 888-888-1717 is the phone number. All right, let me get back to Julie there. Julie, I lost you there. I couldn't hear what you were saying. I apologize, but you asked for prayer for your son-in-law and grandkids, right?
Yes. As my youngest daughter of 31 and his wife and seven grandchildren, their mother was killed just before Christmas this past year. And the youngest being six-month-old twins.
Yeah.
And she was a believer, but her husband is not.
Do you have a good relationship with him?
And so, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I am doing, as her mother, I am doing well because I am trusting that God is going to make good out of my daughter's death. And maybe, just maybe, that's what it's going to take to bring her husband around and her grandchildren around.
Mm.
So, and I know that sounds real hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, for somebody to have to go through that and not be angry and at some point find their comfort and their faith for their eternity with God. But that's, yeah, that's where I'm at. She was the youngest of six kids. And like I said, only 31, seven kids. The oldest is 12. And her husband has dove all the way in for those kids, which has been a blessing to us. He's working hard to fulfill all the dreams that they had together for their children. They wanted a big family. Obviously, they didn't know this was coming. And just to honor their mother, you know, who is obviously half of them. And so, I'm committing obviously for the 30 days and probably every day for the rest of my life, you know, for their salvation. And I would appreciate, yours and everybody else's prayers in that.
That's good.
For that.
Well, we will be praying for you and I'll pray for each of us, or everyone here at the end of the show in a few minutes. And Julie, I'm glad I got back on because I couldn't hear you before and to hear the rest of that story. Wow. Standing in the gap, just continue to pray for that young man, that father, that God will use all of these situations, circumstances for his glory. That's what we say. Figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Today, one thing for 30 days. Let's go. Lou Ann, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you calling, Lou Ann. What's your one thing for 30 days?
Well, I don't know if it's one thing, but to get back to basics, to be focused and be steadfast.
What are some of the basics for you?
Just getting back to the Word and following, because once upon a time, I was the good little Christian, Bible-thumping, holy-rolling Christian woman that could kill you with her Bible. Mm-hmm. When my kids were young, not to be so on fire, but to be on fire. Because I would, you know, I spoke in tongues, I prophesied, I did the whole thing back then, and I missed that. And we moved to Arizona, and sadly, we church hopped, and it was not fun. And my husband said, you know, this is church.
Yeah.
So that's, we've been following. That's, I'm Kanaka Maoli, Native Hawaiian. Our belief is, you know, this is church. Our everyday you know, with people or whatever. So then I was for a bit, you know, going to a, I don't know what you call it, alternative people church, because they love each other and they accept everyone. And I believe that God is love. It's, I don't know what word to use, but as quote unquote Christian people, should we not be loving people first?
Well, yeah, that's what the Bible says. In fact, the scripture says people will know that we are believers, that we are a follower of God because of the love we have one for another. I was teaching the staff this morning, doing a lesson for our intentional living community about scripture and looking at Psalm 119, where it says, the scripture, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so as you talk about getting back to basics, let me encourage you, Luann, two things. Yeah, we need to be in a church site. We need to be in church. We need to be in a group of people who are loving and caring for each other. But you know what? There are lots of groups in the world that love and care for each other that have nothing to do with church and nothing to do with God, nothing to do with scripture. You can have a lot of loving people, but on the wrong path. So not only do we need to be in a church where there's a lot of love and care and support, but we need to be in a church where God's word is a lamp to the feet and a light to the path. Biblically based, clearly. Boy, when you get those two things, God's word and a loving group, I don't know what else is better than that. Quick break. We'll be back. We're talking about the 30-day challenge for growing your faith. Just two things. First of all, decide on one thing that needs intentional living in your life. I typed that up and Donna looked at it and said, that doesn't make any sense. And I said, well, it really doesn't when you read it that way, but the point I'm trying to make is this. What in your life and what in my life do we need to be more intentional with? And then secondly, here it is. We're talking about these two things, right? These two lines. And then do one thing in the moments of your life to fulfill that intention for God's glory and for your benefit. That is intentional living. Success isn't a destination. It's not an event. Rather, it's what happens whenever you or I are able to win a battle in the moment of our life with the emotions or temptations or decisions, whatever they may be. We get hundreds of moments every day, and everyone demands some sort of a decision and direction in our life. We string enough of them together, and we have a week and a month and a year and pretty soon a lifetime. And so the message this month for the intentional living community, the lesson is on the topic of the power of moments. Moments matter. And we've been sending this out the last few months by email, all the lessons by email. And the reason we're doing that is obviously it's more efficient, more effective, cost effective. But beyond that, we can send both an audio and a video version. In other words, you come right into the chapel time with my staff and participate. Plus, you get an audio that you can share with others. Plus, we give you additional opportunities to receive teaching. And so members, what are members? People who are on this journey with us, intentional living in Christ, and supporting what we do here. We're listener supported. It's the only reason we can do this, right? It's the only reason we can be on the radio or create our podcast and so on. And so your monthly support, a dollar a day or whatever the amount is, we appreciate. And we'll start sending you the teaching, including this one, Moments Matter. Plus, 101 Things to Grow Your Faith, right? That's a download this month as an added bonus. And boy, certainly applicable to today's topic. So come on in. We need your help. We do. We've fallen a little bit behind where we need to be at this point in February. And so your support makes a difference if you're able to share an additional gift. Thank you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay, we got about 5 minutes left in the show today. We're live. We're talking about building our faith. It comes down to what am I doing? What actions am I taking? And challenging you to a 1 month or 30-day challenge and to hear your story. So let me get Dennis on the line in Arizona. Hey, Dennis. Appreciate your call. How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm doing really well.
Good. What's your one thing for 30 days, man?
Life, so I'm going to be quick. My 30-day challenge is your 30-day challenge just to listen. to be intentional, man. It's been a transformational thing in my life to listen to Family Life Radio every morning as I'm driving and working DoorDash. It's transformed the relationship I thought I had with God. You know, I love God, and that's my one thing is just to continue that.
How does that make a difference, Dennis? You get up, you do DoorDash, you're listening in the radios, you're driving. How does it impact your life? What is it that makes a difference?
So I drive constantly, and I get very aggressive when I'm driving DoorDash because it's a mindset. I have to be fast, but when I'm listening to the praise and worship music, and it's just hearing the messages, it changes. It doesn't bother me that this guy cut me off or somebody did that.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. And, you know, so just it takes that anger away, and it's affected the way I treat my wife. You know, I'm not so mad at home now. And I'm still working through that anger and depression and stuff that we're dealing with. We just had a child. And so we have an 8-month-old daughter, and it's the radio station has been a godsend. We both met at a life recovery program, like a boot camp for getting back in a relationship with God and outreaches and things like that. And since we've moved to Tucson, we haven't been able to do that as much. So reaching out to the people, but I still, you know, try to pray and speak with people as I work. But this radio station has just reconnected both of us with God. We were foundering in a lot of ways because of our falling away from our relationship with God and the Son, Jesus, after that move. And it's just brought me so much closer in my relationship with Jesus. And I can't thank you guys enough.
Hey, listen.
My one thing is to continue to be intentional. I've reset every preset on my radio to you guys. I listen on the app. So,
hey, listen, it sounds like you're driving there now, Dennis. Hey, listen, thank you for your call. Every reset on his radio set to Family Life Radio. I know the morning team, if they're listening, they appreciate that. This is why we do it. We were talking about the staff today. We believe strongly in this idea of filling our minds with the right stuff, you know. What we focus on is what we become. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate your call. I'm glad you're listening. From Facebook, Sandra said, focus on Sabbath rest. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? Not only on the Sabbath, but every day. And then Michael, to be more hopeful, be more hopeful. What'll help you, Michael, with that is scripture, of course. All right, we've got to run. You're welcome to participate more online, share your thoughts, or on Facebook, leave your comments. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.